It was a fabulous year of football. I thought the players played superbly. I thought they were prepared superbly by our coaching staff. It was a great year of football with a capital G.
The KNBR Morning Show now continues. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/KNBRSF. Now, here's Murph and Mac.
Okay, Jim Harbaugh. And boy, we just had a heated discussion with Creative Tony.
It never ends with you two. We need a counselor for you guys. We really do.
Who started it?
Well, I guess Tony did. He approached the studio. We're in the middle of a show.
He did. We have 49ers news.
That's encroachment.
In fact, why don't we get the opinion of our next guest?
All right.
We haven't made the hookup just quite yet on the Ring Central guest line.
Are we ready to announce the identity of the guest?
I guess we are. I guess Lee Hammer has just announced.
He's approved
Sneak is now hanging up. By the way, it's been a difficult morning with Tanaka signing with the Yankees and trying to talk to Tanika. It's been a little confusing.
So do you realize
that Tanika signed with the Yankees and Tanaka's our producer? No. Tanaka signed with the Yankees. Tanika's our producer.
By the way, not since the this is becoming like a JFK situation in the studio. Now, Creative Tony's coming in with like photographic evidence of like things
that
happened.
Yeah, he has a frozen.
It's like the equivalent of the grassy knoll.
He has a frozen image of Quentin Patton alone at the top of the sideline, which I talked about earlier. I talked about that on Monday, but then Greg Cosell told us about the situation of your quarterback, and you have to make a pre-snap read, and you have one-on-one matchup, and everything else is 5-on-3. That the one-on-one matchup, especially when Michael Crabtree's your first-round draft pick receiver, is the guy you want to go to in that situation. But Tony is very, very upset.
Tony's not having that.
Very upset that Kaepernick did not look away from Crabtree to another option.
Pecan, I don't know if you could tell what was going on in here, but Creative Tony almost did like a performance art piece where he acted out the snap and how he could have checked his... Did you see him taking snaps and dropping back?
Well, I felt it.
He actually did it in studio. I told him, as he was screaming
at me about not throwing to another receiver other than Crabtree, I said, it's a privilege to learn football from you. You are Sid Luckman, Sid Gilman, and Don Coryell all rolled into one.
And Mr. Davis.
You are. Very good.
Well, now, I actually was doing my own video. Oh, well, we'll get to it later.
Yeah,
we'll
also wait on that one.
Other side. Okay, the connection is made, and this is news. The 49ers have just released a press release to announce a new voice to the team's radio broadcast booth. And going forward from today, he is the Bay Area's own out of Oak Grove High in San Jose. He was a great player at USC. He was drafted by the Chicago Bears. He spent many years with NFL on Fox. And he's done color analysis for the 49ers preseason TV broadcast in each of the past 3 years. He is now Ted Robinson's new radio partner on the Ring Central guest line. We welcome Tim Ryan, the new color analyst of 49ers radio broadcasts, to the Murph and Mac Show. Brian Murphy, Paul McCaffrey. Tim, congratulations on your new job. We are happy to have you. How are you?
Welcome, Tim.
I'm doing well, fellas. How are you guys doing today?
Good, man.
Well, we're doing good, except we're still arguing about the last play, which I guess with you as the new color analyst, you can give us your take on it. But first and foremost, a big picture comment on joining Ted Robinson in the radio booth going forward.
Well, I got to tell you, it's almost surreal, you guys. And just the opportunity to be with a crown jewel franchise in the National Football League, without question. I'm going to be able to work with Ted for many years to come. He's an unbelievable professional. Replacing a guy I thought was doing a terrific job and did a really fine job in Eric Davis. So I'm just fired up all the way around, man. Jed York, Parag, Bob Sargent, Al Guido, Bobby Lang, all the guys that made it happen. I am just so excited. And I'll tell you, I had years left on my deal at Fox Sports. Not a lot of people leave network television. But to be part of the 49er family and in my backyard, if you will, growing up here in the Bay Area and knowing this franchise, having covered him now for years on television, on Fox Sports, to now be part of it, going into the new stadium with the quality people that run that organization and a quality football team, I am jacked, you guys.
Good, man. Okay. Good.
Well, good, Tim. And, you know, and just to circle back for people, you know, many people in the South Bay are aware of your roots and your connections, but we have listeners from all over Northern California who may not know. You grew up here. The 49ers were your team growing up. Give us a little of that childhood tale of Tim Ryan growing up in the Bay Area.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, early years growing up in the 70s, and you guys probably aren't old enough to know, but we had three channels. I mean, it was like...
We are old enough, Tim, yeah.
No, we know the deal.
We're right there with you, man. We're right there with you.
All right. Yep. So you guys know the drill. Fine-tune that, baby. Let's go. But it was always seemed like it was the Raiders on television. It was Dallas on television, Pittsburgh on television, the Minnesota Vikings on television, certainly some of the Niners not a great team at many times during the 70s. So I was kind of, as a young kid, just kind of a fan of the NFL and kind of watching those primetime teams that were on those channels out here. But as I got older, got into high school, went to my first NFL game, Steelers against the 49ers. Know Mike Holmgren very well, who coached at my high school. I've known Mike since I was a little kid. And then just watching that organization and watching their success. And you look at, the retired numbers and four, I think there's 12 or 13 retired numbers, but four guys that I grew up watching and then ended up playing against in Montana and Steve Young, Jerry Rice, Ronnie Lott, all those guys. And to now be part of the organization, you guys, it's an absolute thrill. So I'm very, very excited. Ready to talk some football, ready to take one step further and get one for the thumb in San Francisco and get him another Lombardi trophy and be part of it.
Yeah, we were talking to Tim Ryan, who's the new radio partner of Ted Robinson on 49ers broadcast, just announced this morning on a press release by the 49ers at 8 a.m. this morning. So this is the first time we've had a chance to welcome Tim onto the Bay Area airwaves. We've had Tim on before just talking football, but now he will be the guy we go to so often. You'll hear him, of course, on KNBR and on our sister station, 107.7 The Bone, as they do the broadcast going forward from Levi's Stadium, Paulie.
Well, I wanted to ask Tim, just your comment there about the one for the thumb and all that and the quest for six and everything, and it's a real thing here, Tim, as you know, and I just wonder your take on the state of the 49ers right now. Great head coach, great young quarterback, one play away last year, really, right? Fourth and goal to go in the Super Bowl, and then again, one play away in the NFC Championship. So
yeah.
Do you see what's the step this team needs to take? Is it just maturity for Colin Kaepernick? Yeah. Is it a new running back? I mean, how do you assess it?
No, I think it's just maturity, and I think it's situational football. I mean, they're unbelievably well coached. You look at the staff. I think it's the best staff in the NFL, and I've said it for years from top to bottom when you really dig in and look at the coordinators and the position coaches and how they coach. Really good players on both sides of the ball at the line of scrimmage. We all, can talk about Frank's accolades and everything he's been able to achieve and Vernon and Crabtree, and there's good players. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You don't achieve what the 49ers have achieved without being top shelf in terms of your talent and in terms of your coaching. But I think it's about situation. I really do. I mean, if you go back, go to the Giants game, a couple years ago in the NFC Championship, I would have never fielded any of those punts. And look, Coach Steele is one of the best in the business. There's no doubt about it. If you go back and watch the Giants, they had two guys back for every punt return, just in case there was a muff. So I never would have returned that ball. I think you go to the Super Bowl game, and certainly with the timeout hanging on the board in the biggest situation of their lives, that could have been handled a little bit differently. And then you go to this game, and going into the game, and I've covered Seattle a lot. I've covered them 12 times over the last 2 years on television. And my whole thing was, look, the defense is going to play well enough to win. At the end of the day, Colin Kaepernick's got to understand the situation, and he can't turn it over. And really, that's exactly what happened. And if you go look at those big plays, the Cliff Avril strip sack that Michael Bennett picked up and was able to run, that ended up being a play that Colin Kaepernick, that clock's got to go off in his head. That is a design play. I've seen Pete Carroll run it a million times. They offer up contain to one side, then they run that big arc rusher that's got the speed from the backside to strip the ball out. So that was a design play. Colin's got to understand that in terms of the clock in his head. The interception that he threw out to the corner to Cam Chancellor, it's a good route, the right route. It's a cover three beater. They play a lot of cover three, which is three deep, as you guys know. That situation, it was too slow. I mean, that was a five-second play. If you go back and really count it from snap to release, it was almost 5 seconds, which really gave Cam Chancellor an opportunity to buzz out to the flat. There's no threat, so he was able to sink right into the throwing lane and pick that ball off. That's easily corrected just by understanding the situation, speeding up your footwork. And then the interception into the end zone. Look, I think a couple things. Number one, it's first down. You got two timeouts left. There's plenty of time. If you look out to the left, I think Patton was out there uncovered. Maybe Vernon was out there uncovered. Could have had an easy 10 yards. Could have walked out of bounds. Could have called a timeout. There was plenty of time for that. Now, if you decide you want to take that shot on Richard Sherman, and clearly that's what Cap decided he wanted to do, Number one, and I get it. First down, maybe they're not expecting it. I don't know. I get taking a shot, but if you take that shot, there's only one place you can put that ball, and that's on the back pylon. Not against a 6'3" spider with long arms that plays in trail position to go up and get it. So if Cap drops out on the back pylon, Crabtree gets it or he doesn't, and they've got a few more downs to try to punch the ball into the end zone. So to me, it's all about growth in terms of maturity and decision-making by the quarterback. The coaches having a what-if list deep and ready to go. What if this happens? What if that happens? And understanding all that situation. Plenty of talent, very, very good coaches. They're going to continue to win games. Can they win a couple of key critical situations? And at the end of the day, it's about decision-making. And that there's no doubt that will come.
Excellent analysis from Tim Ryan. If you're just getting in your car, he is the new radio color analyst for the 49ers broadcast going forward. He joins Ted Robinson on the broadcast starting today. The 49ers just announced it this morning. Tim's come on the Murph and Mac show to kind of greet the Bay Area fans. He, of course, knows him well growing up in San Jose, went to Oak Grove High, and is going to join the broadcast team starting in Levi's Stadium. Great analysis right there already. Delivering nuggets to 49ers fans out there. Tim, we'll have you for a couple more minutes. Just on that, you know, we have Greg Cosell from NFL Films on. He gives us the real scientific film breakdown. And on
wait a minute, the guru? Or I'll call him the Q-ru. The Q-ru, Greg Cosell.
Yeah. Is he an old pal of yours?
I know him. I don't know him really well, but I do appreciate his work. He works hard at it, sits in that room with Dvorsky and breaks down quarterbacks. So he's got my respect.
Yeah, just wondering, he was just talking about the defense Seattle was playing and the read Kaepernick had. And that was that they were, you know, that he had, I forget the exact terminology, but the way it was broken down numbers-wise was Seattle had five defenders on the left side of the field against three receivers, and they had one defender on Crabtree. So he said, you know, if you want to argue about testing Sherman, that's an argument. But he said, but as far as the only one-on-one matchup on the field was that one. So do you buy that?
I get that. The only one-on-one matchup where you got a one-on-one isolation route. But go back, turn on the tape, and look at Quentin Patton out there. Guys are, you know, they may have had heavy defenders over there in terms of a number, but there was a 10-yard cushion. There was guys open all over the place. They could have got an easy 10 yards. I get taking the shot. I understand it. In my opinion, you're taking a shot against the best corner in the league, number one. Number two, if you're going to take that shot, you sure as hell better make sure you put it on the back pylon. I get the read. It was really about the execution. And again, when you think big picture, let's not just win the play, let's win the game. And that's really what it came down to as Cap decided to take that shot.
Yeah, because you're right. You have two timeouts and all that. I do see that. And it's all very, you know, it's amazing drama. Here's my kind of big picture question then that's not X's and O's, and that is you having been an NFL player for all those years with the Bears, and you know what the NFL locker room is like and the egos and the pride and the competitiveness. How much, and this is kind of it's hard to quantify this question, but what's it going to take for the 49ers emotionally to rebuild, dig into that well again after each gut-wrenching loss that you detailed? Is that a hurdle or a story for them in 2014 that they have to find some kind of fuel after all these heartbreaks?
I don't think so. I think, first of all, every year will create its own team in terms of personality and characteristics and how guys operate. I think 21 to 25 starters coming back. Obviously a couple of key free agents. These guys will be hungry. You got enough young players on the team that are hungry for sure. Otherwise they'll be looking for jobs. And you got enough old players on the team that have been chasing the ring for a while and guys that are still looking for that opportunity. So I think more than anything, I get the whole emotional thing and they're going to have to get over this emotional hurdle. By the time this team comes back for the OTAs and they get ready for the summer and the way these coaches coach them and in terms of keeping their head straight, I don't see any problem whatsoever with these 49ers being motivated, especially when you look at that division now. When you look at Arizona, and they're certainly a better team. Seattle, that's going to be a rivalry for years. Covered the Rams many times over the years. They match up well against San Francisco. Play your best or get beat. If they're not motivated, they'll end up getting slammed. So don't worry. These guys will be motivated and ready to go.
All right. Just all part of the great analysis we're getting from Tim Ryan. We'll look forward to it, Tim. We'll look forward to having you on the Murph and Mac show throughout the summer and the fall and, you know, having a local guy from Oak Grove High in Levi's Stadium when that thing kicks off next year is going to be it's going to be real fun. So welcome to the KNBR airwaves on a regular basis, and congrats on the new gig with Ted Robinson as the color analyst of the 49ers going forward.
Murph, Mac, appreciate you guys. I've had a nice career as a player, as a broadcaster. Time to start a legacy, baby.
There you go, man.
Okay, Tim. Well, thanks for it. Thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
All right, fellas.